what you're saying. She's so fucking feminine and ladylike. She's such a fucking lady. Yes, I am.
Hey, ladies, and you are now tuned in to She Knows Podcast, hosted by Miss Brownstone. If you are new, hit that subscribe button. Welcome to the family. And if you are old, welcome back, bitch. Tonight, we're about to get into some juicy topics. All right, ladies, today's episode is entitled Toxic Dick is a Distraction. Whew, Lord, here we go. So, before I get into this, I just want to tell you guys a story, as always, right? Because if I don't start with a story, then what the fuck am I doing? But, sorry, distracted. Toxic dick is a distraction, right? Now, here's the story. When I first moved to Maryland, I started dating this guy. His name was D. I'm pretty sure y'all heard about him in other episodes, right? So, me and D was talking, and in the beginning, everything was just fine. We were perfect. He did everything right, and I thought I was head over heels. Now, my problem with D was he would break up with me on a Monday and come back probably like a Thursday. And then it was like the same routine over and over and over again. So only time we was actually together was probably Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then Monday he done, and then he back doing what he doing through whatever, you know what I mean? And it's so weird because you would think my man is her man, is she man, you know, the weekends is for her. Maybe I was a side chick and I didn't know it. I don't know. But yes, so that was one of his toxic ways. And not only that, before he started doing that, we were like rocking steady or whatever. He would always be in the club. And, you know, you couldn't really get in contact with him. He was just doing him. And it was just like, ugh. Now, when I started to notice that D became a distraction for me was when I was always investing my energy into him, like trying to make us work. Girl, I would catch myself outside this damn man house, wee hours of the night, trying to figure out what the fuck he had. I remember it was Valentine's Day one time, and I was sitting outside this damn dude house because I was just like, okay, you're supposed to be either with me or in the house, because I just got off work, with me or either in the house because it's Valentine's Day. We supposed to be with each other. Where the hell are you at? He wasn't even home. When I called me, say he was helping his best friend, which was a girl. Talking about he was getting her from work. You should have been getting me from work because I'm your girlfriend. Shit. So, chasing behind him in his no good ways and worried about him and all of the other stuff, it distracted me from my overall goal. I felt like I went to school to become an esthetician, and I didn't really get started with that because I was so, you know, on emotional roller coaster with him. That is like when I was in a classroom, I wasn't really focused because I was sad and I was just going through the motions on why me and him just ain't working the fuck out. And then, like, when we were up, okay, everything was good. I'm in a good mood. I could dish out this homework. I do everything again. Do everything I got to do. And then back goes again. He back to his same old shit. And now I'm back to, I don't even feel like being bothered with people. I don't feel like going to the school. I feel like dealing with people. Girl, it'd be times I would lay on my couch, not even take a shower, dishes piled up, house looking a hot damn mess. Like, that's how much of a distraction he was to me. You know, and if you have been there before, then you know what I'm saying, sis. So basically, toxic ding ding or toxic person in general can be a distraction because you start to lose yourself. You start to lose yourself. And as crazy as it may sound, all that stuff what he was doing, being in the club all the time, breaking up with me on Monday and come back on Thursday, him and his side bitches or other chicks he was dealing with, it all started to have me lose myself because it played a role on my self-esteem. It distanced me from my goals. When I was in school, I really wasn't motivated. It played a toll on my emotions. It played a toll on what I wanted to do because it had a lot. My emotions plays a lot to do with me being motivated. And a lot to do with me in general because I am a woman and I am a Cancer. So, yeah. So, yes, this episode is about toxic dick being a distraction. And I really don't want to go that much in depth on the story because I don't even want to think about it. Because it's getting me sad just thinking about it. But, yes, dating the wrong person can really fuck you up. Like, it can really fuck you up. And not only can it fuck you up mentally and emotionally, it can fuck you up financially. Because if you're dating a bum, sis, and he don't have his shit together, that's where he's going to think you're going to fall in. And next thing you know, you're paying for this man meals, paying his rent, God forbid, paying his car note, making sure he good, taking care of him. Now you in your masculine energy and you wonder why you can't get a man or why you can't be feminine. You can't go back to being a girly girl because you done dated somebody that had you had wearing the pants all the time. So dating the wrong person can fuck you up all the way together. And it can even mess you up if you're dating, let's say you're dating a thug, you know, God forbid. But let's say you're dating a bad boy, a thug, you know, and that's not the person you're supposed to be with. Guess what? If they can't get to him, they're going to get to you. And now you caught up, distracting you from your overall goals and what you need to be accomplishing. Toxic dick can be a distraction. Okay? And toxic dick can also be good dick. Because let me tell you something. Don't nobody fuck you better than a bum ass nigga, a homeless nigga, and nigga with hella kids. I don't know why, but it's the truth. And they will have you in your bag, okay? And the last thing you want to do is be dickmatized. And if you don't know what dickmatized is, we could talk on that. But you probably know what dickmatized is, so I don't need to talk on that. Dickmatized is basically when you over here breathing down D balls that you ain't thinking about your damn self. And, you know, dickmatized is like, you could be getting your ass whooped and you don't even see that you getting your ass whooped. You be like, girl, I just ran into the punches, as Samora Lee would say. Oh, he didn't hit me. I ran into the punch. I ran into his fist. Like, stupid shit like that. Dickmatized can have you not seeing the bigger picture. Okay? Because he hitting you with some good thing that can have you not seeing the bigger picture. Being dickmatized by a toxic dick is still a distraction. So, I guess what I'm trying to say is toxic dick equals a distraction if you're with the wrong person. Toxic dick equals dating the wrong person. When you date the wrong person, this is what happens to you. It throws you off your A game. And I know people don't want to hear that, but it's the real, real uncut truth. It throws you off your A game. You know, that's why I talk about in the breakup. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm tired. No, but I'm still trying to give this out to y'all. I work a 12-hour shift. Work a 5-to-5, baby. It's sad, but it's the truth. And I ain't talking about no 5 p.m. to 5 a.m. I'm talking about 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Okay, so you know what I'm doing the rest of my day? Sleep. But I had to get up and record, so. Yeah. If you would like to know the signs of dating the wrong person, make sure you go to Miss Brownstone's YouTube channel and look up the video, the signs of dating the wrong person. This signs you're dating the wrong person. Just go to my YouTube channel and it'll be up there. So, be careful who you make your boyfriend. Making the wrong person your boyfriend, making the wrong person your significant other can really fuck you up. Let alone if they ain't even got it together. Remember what I tell you before, you are who you surround yourself with. If you hang around non-broke motherfuckers, you bound to be the 10th. So, my advice would be, date the person a little bit longer before you commit to them. So you can make sure that you ain't out here getting distracted with the willy-nilly. A lot of us waste a lot of our time in relationships. You know, people be with somebody for fucking 5 years and then they still in the same place they was the first year when they was with them. That's the issue. He's a distraction. If that person ain't helping you grow, they stunting your growth, they in the way, and you must dismiss them. So, that's it for this episode. It only been 8 minutes and 34 seconds. I'm a beast. I'm getting better at this because long podcasts y'all don't like. So, yeah. As always, keep it classy, ladies, and I look forward to hearing from you next time. Make sure you add me on Instagram at ms.brownstone_, and make sure you follow Miss Brownstone on YouTube, because what's on my YouTube channel is not on my podcast. As always, keep it classy. Toodaloo.